Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to
Bernie's on the beach, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. Roadshow number 6. Ty Law is here. By the way, you know how at family reunions they give some kind of a flower arrangement or something for who traveled the farthest?
Oh,
we should do that. I spoke with Texas. Where's Texas? Right down here. Round of applause.
Wow.
Texas for a roadshow.
Don't mess with it.
I spoke with Nashville. Where's Nashville? Last night. Where's Nashville?
It's in Tennessee.
Nashville?
He was in the back. I saw him earlier.
He's right there.
Where?
He's holding up.
Oh, yeah. Nashville. Round of applause for Alan.
There you go.
Second one he's come to.
Yes.
And he gave me a Duran pick last night, guitar pick last night.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
So we should, before we get out of here, do what they do at reunions. Ashley, do you have extra trucker hats over there?
Ken's sweating.
Okay, maybe we'll do a couple of those for longest traveled. But traveling from, I assume, Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island. Rhode Island. Came from Rhode Island. It took me 2 damn hours.
The great Ty Lawson.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Good to see y'all, man. Back with the fam.
Yeah, we missed you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Sorry I couldn't make more, man, but I'm glad to be here.
We appreciate that you weren't here leading Wiggy astray last night.
No, I was looking for Ty last night, man. Shot o'clock, brother.
Yeah, it's always time.
Yeah. Always time. We're going to take some shots later on, too, so don't y'all leave when it's over. Yeah, Greg is going to dip out real slick like he always do. I'll be here. We're going to take a shot with everybody.
I have a tooth thing. I think you went through the same thing.
Root canal?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, no, not a root. I had a wisdom tooth. Molar pulled because of wisdom tooth.
Yeah, but I had the same thing.
Weren't you dealing with tooth issues?
Yeah, same thing, man. I mean, it ain't no joke. So you probably will take a shot and enjoy it before you go.
Please tell Curtis. He minimizes it.
I have heard more about this
joke.
Effing tooth
it's not
than
a joke.
The Devers trade this week.
No, real talk. I would rather run into a guy full speed, 300 pounds, than deal with that toothache. So you about to be eight.
All right.
You got a right to be afraid. Right.
Have you ever had dry socket? Huh? That's in your mouth?
You know what? Damn right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I had the root canals and stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's some different type of pain right there.
All
right. I'm a wuss, man. I was damn near crying.
Yeah.
Ty had to think about how to answer the dry socket.
Yeah, because, you got to say, hold on, let me see what the hell you're talking about, Coco. Dry socket.
All right. Well, it's been a while since we were able to talk Patriots with you, but off-season-wise, what do you give them for a grade?
I mean, I ain't going to give him no A+. You know what I mean? We ain't going to do that. But I think they did it's a good draft, much needed, because you got your quarterback. So when you take a offensive lineman in the first round, somebody that can protect him for the long haul, you know, I will give him a good B+, you know, B+, you know what I mean?
What would you give grade-wise to Steph Diggs for not having a cousin around to blame the drugs on?
Oh, man. Too soon.
Come on. Well, he failed because you got caught on tape. Don't you know his camera phones around and all that crazy
everywhere
stuff, man? I don't know what he was thinking about on that one, but
it wasn't drugs.
Yeah. Huh? They say it's Altoids.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're supposed to say. That's what you're supposed to say. But you know what?
Do you care? You don't care about
it. No, I mean, you know what? No one got hurt. And the thing is, we're not going to talk about it. It's going to be all forgot about, but you got the ball.
Yeah.
If you don't ball and you don't show out and come and do Stephon Diggs type of things, it's going to always come back up. So, you know, the only way to silence that is to go out there and play good football, help this team win.
Or make sure Cotty B's at every game to take our attention off his play.
Ty, what do you think about Vrabel? You play with him, obviously. Yes. What do you think about him as the coach of this team?
You couldn't get a better guy, in my opinion. I still think, you know, Gerard got the short end of the stick, but when you're going to bring somebody in and you're going to replace him anyway, I am so glad they did it with Mike Vrabel. You know, I had the opportunity to play a lot of years when he win a lot of Super Bowls and a lot of champions, and he's going to have instant credibility as soon as he walks in there. It's one thing about a coach coming in, and you might have respect, but it's somebody that played the game at that level, and he's responsible for three of those banners. He was a big part of three of those banners there. That is the respect that he's going to have that most others can't.
And the other thing is the fact that he did a really good job in Tennessee as a coach, so you also got to give him his respect as a head coach out there.
Yeah, much respect. And thank you, Tennessee Titans, for firing him. You know? we appreciate it. We welcome him on back here. I know he don't – you know, he didn't, nobody wants to get fired, but I got fired three times, so we could talk about it. And we like to send a shout-out to the Tennessee Titans.
Did you like the Will Campbell pick?
Huh? Well, no, I did. I mean, because we got our quarterback for the future. So, I mean, I do like that they have somebody that can protect him. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what you'll say our offensive line was when, you know, we had the whole – we thought we had our quarterback in Mac Jones.
Right.
But I think May is special, and you have to protect him.
Do you worry about a sophomore slump from him?
You know what? You got to worry about the sophomore slump with everybody because when you play decent ball as a rookie – it's always, oh, he's good. If you don't play good ball, oh, he's a rookie. If you play good ball, he's a rookie. Let's see what you do next year. So this is going to tell the tale because now people saying that, you know, defensive coordinators are going to be like, oh, this guy can play. Let's see what he's going to do now when we throw this at him, when we throw that at him. So this is going to be very, very important for him to go out there and play well. And if he doesn't, guess what? We're going to have quarterback conversations again. We're going to say, where are we picking that in the draft? You should have picked. You had a chance to pick Shador, anything.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be the narrative.
I was talking last night at our event at Wally's with a Steelers fan who says he believes that everybody is underestimating the season that we are going to get from Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, this year.
he's done.
He's done?
Yeah, he's cooked. He was awful.
Done?
He was awful with the Jets. He looked like he was 100 years old.
He is.
He won't make it through the entire season.
The argument from the Steelers fan here, the argument was that there's way less media pressure in Pittsburgh than there was in New York.
I don't know about that.
Pittsburgh's a hard market.
That was his argument.
All right.
And that he has better personnel.
I agree with the better personnel. And he has a way better coach.
Yeah.
Way better coach. And Ty just talked about respecting the coach as a player.
Right.
You're going to go into an environment where it's Mike Tomlin. And Ty, you can kind of talk about that a little bit because when you left New England, you were established, right?
Right.
And then you went to an organization where it's about the head coach and how he runs his team and what that culture is like.
Right. A culture is everything. And the one thing that the culture is not going to have to adjust to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going into a situation where he's going to have to adjust to the Pittsburgh Steelers Mike Tomlin's culture. So that's a totally different dynamic. When I went to New York when I played with Brett Favre, it was a little bit that it was adjusting to Brett instead of Brett adjusting, you know, to the Jets organization. You know, when you came in here to the Patriots, we didn't give a damn who you were, how much you were getting paid. You had to adjust to the culture what we built in that locker room and Coach Belichick. So you had to make the adjustment. So he's going into something that he never had to do before. He created the culture in Green Bay. You go to New York, they pay you all that money and all these expectations.
So he doesn't have to. They have to adjust
to him. They had to adjust to him.
Yeah.
Not the Pittsburgh Steelers, not Mike Tomlin. Hell no.
Yeah, and he has too many guys. And then we talk about guys in that locker room. You got guys like Cam Hayward. Right. You got guys like, you know, I know T.J. Watt wants more money, but you have guys in that locker room.
And he's going to get more money.
Right. You got guys in that locker room that can easily say, hey, Aaron, this is how we do things. Similar to you always talk about when Rodney Harrison got here.
Yeah.
And like, hey, this is how we do things here.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great example. But that was also somebody willing to come in and say, you know what, I'm a part of y'all team. I was established when I went to New York. I was one of the interviews. But guess what? I got to adapt to you guys. You don't guys got to adapt to me. When I went to Kansas City, it was a little different. But I have to ingrain myself into your organization. I can't come in here thinking I'm high and mighty just because I came from the Patriots and we winning and we whipped your ass all these years. I mean, I gotta sit there and be humble and say I gotta adjust to those guys. So Aaron Rodgers, he's gonna get humbled by Mike Tomlin, even if he did go in. Mike Tomlin has a way of sophisticated humbleness.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I like that.
I love it. I have a question. Someone that is always humble and seems to be adapting well to his new environment. Bill Belichick, North Carolina. what do you make of Bill's life, and what do you think about North Carolina this year?
Well, Bill's life right now, that's a damn good reality show right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. More power to him, but I think
how all the guys, every former player says, oh, yeah.
There's always the pause.
More power to him.
Yeah. Right. No, I need more power to him. My dog, we have different goddamn conversations. You're not invited to the cookout. Nah, hell no. But, you know, I'm gonna stay out of that one.
Wait. Your daughter.
Is the same age.
And she's the same age.
Yeah.
And if she brought Bill Belichick to a family cookout,
his ass better be coming to see me. He better be coming to see his old dame. But
you can't control her life, her whole life.
Oh, we no, got I, problems.
I, yeah, you can.
I can't control her, but I'm going to damn sure try. So, in my house, in my roof, in my rules, and
Ty, pull that mic back up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. My rules, my house.
Your house.
Hey, I'm going to hold my daughter hostage. She ain't going. She's 25.
Bill's 70.
Bill going to get his ass whipped.
All right.
Ty, I have a quick question. You want to do the thing next, the 25-year team?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
perfect.
Ty Law's here. He brought his vodka, Corvus.
Yeah, we here.
Everything going good with Corvus?
Yeah, everything's going great, man. We're out here every day. I'm leaving here and got to go to Vegas as soon as I leave here.
Ooh, right. We out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There, we work. We expanding a little bit, but New England is home though.
New England's home. Okay. All right. So Ty Law's going to hang out. We're at Bernie's on the beach in Hampton. Roadshow number 6, and we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox are in San Francisco now to take on Rafi Devers. 10:15, first pitch with Hunter Dobbins getting the start tonight. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 9:15 for the MassMutual pregame show.
We live in different times, so no surprise. I believe the polling on whether Red Sox ought to go out tonight and throw at Rafi is significantly in favor of not doing so.
Well,
last I checked, it was 70% said no. We don't want any chin music. 30% of you are true Bostonians and said let it rip.
30% of you are hard-o old heads.
Yeah. Right.
The Pacers force a game 7. 108-91 was the final in Indiana last night for game 6. OB was the only player on the Pacers to reach 20 points, so everyone kind of contributed there. The grand finale is Sunday in OKC at 8, and that'll be after the Panthers have their Stanley Cup parade. Last night, Brad Marchand and the boys celebrated with Lord Stanley at 11 nightclub in Miami. Brad getting a nice crowd wave, riding the crowd wave, if you will.
A little crowd surfing?
Yeah. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today with a free estimate at 781-344-2420.
I like when we add new things spontaneously to road shows. So last week we had a spontaneous sing-along.
Yep.
At the Beachcomber on the Pina Colada song. You brought up crowd surfing.
Yeah.
What if we end this one with Ken Laird being crowd surfed out to the ocean from Bernie's? What do you guys think about that?
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Ken, are you down for a little crowd surfing? Huh? Okay, all right. Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll continue with Ty Law, and we are going to play your Hill Notes at about 9:20, so still plenty of time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. We will be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.